The party is on. You're listening to Bucks Championship Parade coverage all across 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Presented by Jockey.
From Let's Do It to We Did It, this is our day in Milwaukee. Championship Day coverage of the parade and the rally that will follow. I'm John Mercure. Jen Latta is here. This is something that, if I'm being honest, I never thought I'd really see in Milwaukee. Not only a championship, but a day like this.
Really? See, I always assumed it would happen. To be honest, I thought it would be the Brewers, because they've been on the precipice. They've been knocking on the door. They've had games where, you know, save a few runs here or there. They're in the World Series. So I always assumed that it would be the Brewers. But then you started to see the indications. You started to see the hints that this Bucks organization was really something special, right? And having the best regular season record for the last 2 years, you know, you knew they were one of the top teams in the league. It was always going to be, could they put the pieces together, John, to get over the hump? And this year, they did. They made the commitment financially. I saw yesterday, luxury tax it is.
I saw that.
Luxury tax for the Bucks. But you know what? You'll pay that luxury tax if you get a Larry O'Brien in your building and you get a parade down Wisconsin Avenue and Water Street.
And that's what we've got in the parade, is getting near the St. Kate. It might even actually be there. Homer and Tony Smith, that's where they're at. Hey, guys.
Yes, the parade has started and
has arrived.
It started with Senator Cole.
Yes.
Then Bango. Then the T-shirt trucks, and won just moments ago with a perfect toss. To which I would have got, but Tony got in front of me and grabbed it.
You weren't paying attention. You would have got hit, man. I saved you.
We just saw Michael Redd.
Yes.
You should have been on that truck with Michael Redd.
Here comes Brandon Jennings down the street.
Has been stated the official marshal of this parade.
The author of Bucks and Six.
No one had any idea, not even Brandon Jennings, how historic Bucks and Six.
How did he know it was going to happen back then?
He didn't know. He was talking about them winning six. But Bucks and Six will now be a state phrase used forever when anything is possible.
Yes. He was just looking over to us saying, for the culture. For the culture. This is for everybody. The culture, the people, the team.
Yep.
Me and fans have waited forever. Here comes
Marcus Johnson. And we heard him earlier.
Yes.
There can be few happier, as close as he came.
Oh, man.
One of the great stars in the history of the NBA. And no one can feel how badly you want it to get done, and they just weren't good enough, and to know that little difference. So Marcus Johnson has gone by, and a huge crowd here backed up 10 deep on the corner of Water and Kilbourne.
Mayor Tom Barrett going by.
Now, do you think he looks like me? People say he looks like me.
Yeah, what do you got to look like? Yeah, I think he could have subbed in for him. If he gets tired of riding in the parade, you're in. We can
the governor
you.
Has now moved it. So, again, it all started a few minutes ago with Senator Cole first, followed by Bango, then all the T-shirts, and now we're getting the...
We got a moving interview going on over there.
A moving interview.
Yeah, we're interviewing somebody in the car.
The governor going Bucks and Six.
Looks like the people from the admin office.
I believe Steve Novak on the front. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe just looks like Steve.
I see Carita Charles on there.
Now we have owners here.
Yeah.
There's a Mo.
There's owners.
Ted Kellner is there.
David Gruber in the house. Craig Carver's in the house.
84. What? Scored 84 points in a basketball game.
No, there's Coach Bud.
There he is.
There's the man right there. Security, here we go.
World champions forever.
Oh, we got the meat. Here he come. Player buses headed this way. It's Drew Holiday right there. Huge acquisition, Drew.
Yes.
Huge
difference.
The other, PJ Tucker.
Yes.
The other huge acquisition there.
And they have bottles. What are the bottles that they have there?
Chris Middleton. Money. How big was Chris Middleton through the playoffs? Unreal.
No, it changes the view
Unreal.
Of Chris Middleton forever.
And there goes Giannis. When you see the two trophies, the Larry O.B. and the Bill Russell,
that's
you know who it is. It's Giannis, folks. Let's go.
the mayor of Championship City.
First
it was Chick-fil-A, now it's the parade.
Yeah, the parade. I think the parade's a little bit better.
You finished.
Where's the Bobby chance? There's Bobby Portis right now, people.
Yes.
Let's go.
It was a strong Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby. Yes. Wow, and unbelievable.
And the last, as it should be, with the mayor of Championship City, Giannis, and we will send it back to Jen and John as the parade has left just past where we are on the corner.
Just a warning, heads up, here come all the people, guys. They're following.
Yeah, I would do that. Wouldn't you follow it down and they're doing it. We're seeing massive groups follow the parade, and they'll be there. Take it away.
We've got room. We've got room. Send them down here. So the parade, to update folks, has turned from Wisconsin onto North Water. It's passing the Marcus Center. It's making its way north towards Fiserv Forum. Giannis, a beautiful shot there, holding both of the trophies, kind of cuddling them. We could see his mom, his fiance, the whole crew on that bus.
And Mariah, who you mentioned, his partner, posting on social media, I think it was yesterday, just how proud she was of Giannis, how no one knows how hard he works. But she did end that post with, "Now let's go have this baby." I imagine that she is ready to have that baby. They announced, of course, they are expecting another little boy. So that, of course, wonderful for the Antetokounmpo family, who is incredibly tight. They're incredibly close, which is why one of the great moments that I think a lot of people will remember long after this championship parade disseminates and all the people go their separate ways was Giannis Instagram Living with his brother Thanasis, who was in the protocol and couldn't be at Fiserv Forum for Game 6 when they won it all. And there was some conversation back and forth. Get down here. No, I can't. Get down here. No, I can't.
And he said, I'm coming to the hotel. I'm coming. In a real moment, Thanasis said, no, I will lock the door.
Yes,
I won't let you in.
You got to see how close those two are. It's been a story that has been, you know, throughout his entire journey, the importance of family. And you're seeing that here in the crowd, John, right? You're seeing moms and dads with their littles here. You're seeing older generations who are here with their youngers. I mean, this is what sports is all about. It's bringing people together. It always reminds me, John, that we have more in common than we have that separates us, that differences, you know? And
I
think like an event like this, where people are coming together, a common goal, the team that they care about, I think it's just a reminder of all the things we have in common.
You're right. It's a beautiful day. Greg Matzik is on one of those buses. All right, Greg, what's going on where you are?
So this is pretty crazy. The biggest crowds were around Wisconsin Avenue, and we passed through that crowd and are now on Water Street. But the crowd from Wisconsin Avenue is now running and following the procession down toward Fiserv Forum. This is incredible. The only person missing is Ferris Bueller. It's like, that's the scene I'm looking at here. The parade down to the bus. It's pretty amazing. Everybody's throwing stuff up to the bus here. Players are signing it, throwing it back. The loudest cheers appear to be when they are sprayed with champagne. I'm just going to hold the phone up here for about 10 seconds, let you listen in.
On the bus and in the crowd.
Bobby bringing out. He was cheering for Drew Holiday. Brooke Lopez, entire family is on the bus. The brother. But it's a pretty amazing sight here, guys, as we get a little closer to the near distance.
Greg, let me ask you about the drinking. Drinking on the bus, the players are having a great time. We've seen champagne being swigged and drinking in the crowd. What's the drinking situation?
Well, yeah, so somebody ran out. It was pretty amazing to watch. One of the members of the bus here, a family member, handed a member of the National Guard like 6 Coors Light and just said, hand them out to anybody. So that was kind of an interesting sight. Somebody from the National Guard just passing out cans of Coors Light to the patrons here. A lot of champagne, a lot of Coors Light. I noticed the cooler full of water has not really been touched.
Greg Matzik with the team. That's such great stuff.
The good news is the water will be there later when they really need it.
You got that right. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. More coverage sponsored by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey.
Today, we're bringing the Bucks party to you.
To Middleton. Deep to Giannis. Caught it. Slam it with the left hand. 45 in the game for Giannis.
Championship parade coverage continues all day long. Presented by Jockey. Milwaukee, it's time to celebrate. We're bringing the Bucks championship parade to you all day long. Championship parade coverage on 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin is presented by Jockey.
John Merck here and Jen Latta here. Jen, here they come. We've been asking this question all day, and it is amazing. Now we can clearly see waves of people from the south coming into the Deer District who had been along the parade route, a steady stream of people now, the green, the cream, the Bucks hats and jerseys, a little bit of Bucks blue. They are arriving in waves here in the Deer District.
Yeah, so if we're looking at Fiserv Forum with that great mural of the five starters, of course, Dante DiVincenzo up there who missed most of the playoffs, but with the now 2021 NBA Champions History Made sign in front of us, they are coming fast and furious from the left. It is almost like a flood. It's like you're at the beach and the waves are just starting to roll up on your feet. Like, so we know that there are going to be people down here at the Deer District. It has been sparse, but as we're seeing the parade continue to get closer and closer, you're seeing people running alongside the parade route. And just a few moments ago, guys, a great moment as Giannis kind of pantomimed a free throw for a good 10 seconds. He kind of held the spot. I think he was poking fun at the one, two, three. The counts, of course, that other teams have done as he steps to the charity stripe during this postseason run. And then sure enough, he shot that basketball right into the crowd, so some lucky fan is going home with a basketball that Giannis Antetokounmpo shot off of the NBA title championship parade bus.
It was a special moment. Lots of special moments being made here today. Giannis now with a big bottle of champagne. He's shaking the champagne, both hands, spraying the crowd as they go by Water Street.
Now, how long would you go without a shower?
Oh,
you got sprayed with champagne by Giannis Antetokounmpo, two-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and 2021 NBA Finals MVP.
I think, seriously, I wouldn't wash the shirt. I'd want that champagne smell to linger, right? My wife would say linger in the garage. But, I'm not washing that shirt. No.
No chance.
Shower probably, but shirt, not happening. WTMJ's Eric Bilstead is along the parade route.
All right, thanks, guys. So I'm at O'Donnell Park with Aaron and Whitney. They just saw the trophy go by. They just saw Giannis. Okay, Aaron, describe this.
You know what? In 35 years of life, I've never thought I would see this day. And for me, honestly, like, this might be the greatest day of my life. Like, I don't have children yet, but I'm sure this will supersede that if I ever have children.
What do you think, Whitney?
It's amazing. It's not only amazing for our city, but it's just amazing for these players because they're such good people also. And I'm just so happy for everyone.
So did you get to see them up close? Were you guys up there? All right, who'd you see?
Tucker, Drew Holiday, Giannis. Yeah. All of them.
Saw Jordan. He was up in there. Dante was up in there. Like, everybody, like, just about everybody was up in there. I didn't catch a Chris sighting, though, but I'm sure he was around.
I saw DiVincenzo, though.
Nice. I even saw Liam there. Little Liam was there.
Young Liam there with, he was there hanging out with
his
pops.
He's a trooper.
All right, so where to next? Are you heading to the district now or what?
Look, my boss don't know I'm here, so... I'm going to go back to work and grab a hot dog from over there.
My boss does know I'm here, but I do have a 1 o'clock meeting, so I'm going to have to watch the rest of it on the news.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, the energy is there. Go Bucks. The energy is starting to follow that parade as it slowly makes its way down Wisconsin Avenue and toward the Deer District. Back to you guys.
I'm thinking a lot of those 1 o'clock meetings are going to be canceled today. That just can't happen.
And let me just break it to you guys. If you didn't show up for work today, your boss knows why. Okay, let's give the bosses a little bit of credit. They know why you're not in the office today. And I got to tell you, they're probably down here too.
Exactly.
So don't even worry about
it. The boss
it.
Is here. A magic moment. And these are just being created literally, it seems like, every moment. Giannis on North Water Street asks for the trophy again, gets it back. He cuddles it. He holds it up. And now he's actually bending down and interacting with fans. It looks like knuckles, handshakes, police on either side of that bus, but he is fully engaged with the crowd.
Several of the buses now have crossed over the river. We are seeing boats down there in the water. What a great vantage point to watch the parade today from the Milwaukee River. Look at that, people on kayaks, folks standing on the pier, folks standing on boats that are docked, but there are a lot of... I mean, listen, that is a creative way to take in the parade. You wake up in the morning, you go down to one of your kayak providers, and you hop in a kayak, and you're back and forth down the river.
How perfect is that?
Oh.
Let's go to Brian D., who's out and about. Brian?
Hey, guys. I'm first bus of the parade, the first bus. We're crossing over the river toward Fiserv Forum right now. In the last 5 to 10 minutes, as we've kind of moved our way down Water Street to make the turn, there is less alcohol being consumed by the players and more being shared. Champagne being sprayed, beer being sprayed. Even Bucks president Peter Fagan got in on the spraying of a whole bottle of champagne on a bunch of little kids. It's total chaos in the best it's the best way possible. People are overjoyed right now, and it's only going to get better as the speeches happen as we make our way step by step, inch by inch, closer to the stage outside Fiserv Forum on the north end to celebrate this championship.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. More coverage coming up. Sponsored by Jockey. Jockey's proud to be a part of the Bucks this entire championship season. Also, like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home for comfort, style, and great fit. Visit jockey.com today.
We're back with more from the Bucks Championship Parade after this.
Booker driving. Lobbed to Ayton. Knocked away by the Bucks. Giannis did it.
Presented by Jockey. This is your one-stop shop for all things Bucks Championship Parade. Celebrate with us all day. Championship Parade coverage on 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin is presented by Jockey.
John Latta, John Merck here with you. Championship coverage indeed presented by Jockey. Giannis's bus getting close to the Deer District and that main stage. Amazing moment unfolding moments ago. A shot of Giannis's bus just getting pelted with fans throwing stuff up to him. He caught a shoe at one point, pulled out a Sharpie. He signed that high top sneaker and tossed it back into the crowd.
That was a Jordan 1, John. Sign the Jordan 1. I think it was light blue, maybe gray.
Yeah,
hard
please
to
throw
tell
that back to me, please.
From where I am. But yeah, we're starting to see the buses. And in some of these shots, Fiserv Forum is in the background, which means they are just a block or two away from being down here at the Deer District, which we have seen is filling up by the moment. We talked about the fans who are coming from our left to our right, filling into that lot where they've got the big stage. We expect the rally to be over there. I mean, there it is, the
wow
house that Giannis built.
It's right here, and you're right. There are lots and lots and lots of people. Those folks along the parade route, many of them are now here in the Deer District. Bucks flags are waving. Children are being held high in the sky. Two-time NBA champion T-shirts are being worn. It's absolutely incredible. Eric Bilstead has been along the parade route. Hey, Eric.
Hey, John, here we come. Here we come. There is a throng of fans going in your direction right now. They're coming from every tentacle possible, crossing over the water right here where the parade was. They're crossing over the other bridges as well, headed your way. And right now I'm at Nap and Water, and there's a little grassy area here, and there's this parking lot here, and it's a little festival now. People are setting up shop. There's a bunch of food trucks here. They got music going. There's food. There's T-shirts. So everyone who's not walking toward you, at least not yet, are hanging out here, getting a quick refreshment, maybe putting their feet up for a second, grabbing a hot dog, and then they are on their way. But it's a giant worm, a massive humanity, a blob, slowly morphing its way through all these nooks and crannies to get across the river and get to you.
The mood seems incredible, Eric. It just feels like there's this vibe of we're in this together, we did this, we earned this, we all want to be here. It's such a special moment.
Well, yeah, and you keep seeing that. Like, you keep seeing people that are slapping five, shaking hands, like, chest bumpy. Like, I've seen a couple of that happen. Like, just, and none of these people know each other, and they're just loving it. I mean, that's what makes it so cool, is that, like, there's one thing. We all have one motivation today, and that's to celebrate. No one's angry about anything. No one's upset. Everyone just wants to party. And they're doing it very well, by the way. They're successfully partying right now in the streets of Milwaukee.
Eric Bilstead, thank you. One of the coolest things is that we have been here all morning, and there are lots of police officers, and they have not had to move. They are standing with their green vests on. They are smiling. They're drinking water. They're interacting with folks who are all behaving, all here as family, all wanting to just celebrate this day right outside Fiserv Forum. This is remarkable, and it's a different energy, Jen, than when you're down here for a game. We broadcast from right here for the games. And that was excitement, but it was a nervous energy.
Oh, absolutely.
This is like a release, right?
The
this is like
anxiousness.
Yes!
And that's palpable when you have a big game on the horizon, when you have all of these people together who are getting ready for a big game. You can feel it in the air, the tension, the electricity. This is more of a, we did it.
Yeah.
Now we're celebrating.
Let's go.
You know? And I look around here, guys, and I see the literal and figurative definition of the word community. Right? You think of a community and it's a group of people who live in the same place or they have something in common. But it is also the feeling of fellowship, right? And you're seeing the fellowship here outside of Fiserv Forum over there in the Deer District. The high fives that you mentioned. The smiles that you mentioned. You go ahead in front of me.
You know,
you're seeing all of that. And look, after the year that the world and the country and our community has had with the pandemic, isn't it wonderful to see so many people out here with these smiles on their faces celebrating a moment that was 50 years in the making here in Milwaukee?
It indeed is wonderful. Greg Matzik has been with the team on the buses, Greg.
This ain't the St. Paddy's Day parade, guys. It's a little different, I've noticed. I've never seen anything quite like this. I never would have described Milwaukee as like a great parade city. I guess you don't really know until you know. But there's finally a collecting point for a parade, and we've got it in the Deer District. We are just beyond Good City right now by the main stage. That is by the north end of Fiserv Forum, about to make a turn off McKinley and 5th. And this bus is going to be parked here in just a matter of minutes, and then the players will make their way to the stage for a celebration and ceremony. So we're looking forward to that. Should just get rolling in a couple of minutes here. The fan support is unlike anything I've ever seen, and Charles Lee, alongside Buck's assistant, said the same thing. I've never seen anything quite like this. Fans are running from their posts on Wisconsin Avenue to the Deer District. People on boats on the Milwaukee River enjoying the day. I don't imagine anybody's working right now, and why would you be?
Not many people working, that's for sure, Greg. Can you literally see people streaming into this area where the big screen is, kind of enveloping your buses as you get to that stage area?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, John. If we were on McKinley, we were able to go over the bridge, we looked across the Milwaukee River, and we saw dozens of people out on their boats, which was pretty cool to see. What a great day, what a way to celebrate. But then beyond that, coming off Water Street in Juneau, we saw people just running, I mean, hightailing it into the Deer District. So the mass of humanity that is already collected is impressive, and it's only going to get a little bit larger. In fact, quite a bit larger as people kind of cascade on this area.
All right, Greg Matzik, thank you. So those buses have now pulled up behind the stage there. Three large buses packed with people, other vehicles carrying Bucks legends, other support staff. They have now moved behind the stage. Rather remarkable to look at these huge buses. There was a line of police officers on bicycles. They were holding onto the handlebar with their left hand, their right hand on the side of the buses as those buses pulled back in behind the stage. The players will get off momentarily. And unlike most things in life, they're on time. They said they'd be here at 12:30. They've timed it out. They are here as more people stream into the Deer District. Let's get a check of those roads. It's been complicated. Here's Debbie Lozaga.
You said it, John. Yeah, complicated and filled in the downtown area. You don't want to try and drive around in the downtown area right now. The roads along the route of the parade have been pretty much blocked off. And now we're seeing the whole area around Fiserv Forum and the Deer District blocked off as well. So what we've got for our street closures is McKinley from Martin Luther King to 6th Street, Juneau from Martin Luther King to 6th, Velar Phillips from McKinley to Kilbourne, and 5th from McKinley to Juneau. So that whole area right around the Deer District is all going to be blocked off. Now, if you're planning on going over there and maybe walking in, keep in mind they are going to have posted no parking and tow-away zones around that area. So watch out for those signs. They are enforcing those. But for the most part, the freeway system is looking just fine. The only exception to that is going to be the Fond du Lac Avenue off-ramps from northbound and southbound 43. That obviously opens up right into the Deer District area, so they're going to try and keep control of that. But for the most part, everything else is looking good. I'm Debbie Lozaga with WTMJ Time Saver Traffic.
All right, Deb, thank you very much. The buses have arrived here at the main stage area. The players are getting ready to get off those buses as folks stream into the Deer District, and the sun begins to peek out over Fiserv Forum. We'll be back with more coverage up next, presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey.
Today, we're bringing the Bucks party to you.
To Middleton. Deep to Giannis. Caught it. Slam it with the left hand. 45 in the game for Giannis.
Championship parade coverage continues all day long, presented by Jockey. The Cream City is now Championship City. Congrats to the 2021 NBA champion Bucks. Today, we're bringing the celebration to you all across 620 WTMJ, 101.7 The Truth, and ESPN Wisconsin. Championship parade coverage is presented by Jockey.
All right, here we go. John Merck here, Jen Latta here. Ben Tajnay just does the national anthem. He's the Bucks' good luck charm.
Oh, and he's amazing.
Amazing voice, isn't he? Local guy, the anthem has been done. The players are making their way on stage. They're actually still behind the stage as the buses unload. Highlights are being shown, and there are so many people here in the Deer District. Champagne being sprayed into the crowd from the front of the stage. And Jen, there are, I was down here for the games in the Deer District. There are more people here, it feels like, than there were for any of those games.
Well, I know they opened things up for Game 6. They were expecting 65,000 people to be down here in the Deer District. I think it eclipsed even that. These numbers are going to rival that because everyone who was on the parade route, who was lining those buses from down by the lakefront all the way down Wisconsin Avenue, down Water Street, and now here in the Deer District, they have, in fact, made their way to the stage area as the championship rally is about to get underway. It looks like the Larry O'Brien Trophy has made its way to the stage. The guys are getting lined up.
Rook Lopez has come out on the stage. He's at the front of the stage.
He's got that WWE belt thrown over his shoulder. I saw that on social media. Was it Triple H that said he was sending it the Bucks way?
He's waving to the crowd. Both arms are in the air. Peter Fagan is on the left side of the stage with a big bottle of champagne. Bango's dancing back and forth. They're trying to get it organized. The owners are now on the stage.
I see Zora Stevenson from Bally Sports Wisconsin, who has been fantastic throughout this playoff run and the season and the prior. She'll be heading over to the Olympics to continue her basketball coverage. Is that Pat Connaughton over there?
Pat Connaughton, the white shorts and the black championship t-shirt. Lazary and Edens, the two owners, are on the stage. Looks like Mark Lazary holding maybe one of his granddaughters at the front of the stage. The microphones are being set up. All of this as people continue to stream into the Deer District, everyone wanting to be here on this beautiful day.
Pat Connaughton giving a huge hug to another one of the Bucks representatives as well. I mean, a lot of high fives happening, some hugs happening, and smiles all around, as you would expect. This is one of those environments, John, where you could try to wipe the smile off your face, but it just shows up. It just keeps showing up, right? There's nothing to be mad about today, right? Look at all of these people who are here for a common cause, the Milwaukee Bucks winning an NBA title.
This is such a sense of us all coming together. You know, it doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. It doesn't matter what suburb you live in. It doesn't matter what your job is. It doesn't matter who your family is. We're all here together to celebrate one thing today, something that the guys on the stage worked so hard for, something that the community needed so desperately with the year that we've been through, and everybody is here.
I have seen so many cool things, guys. I have seen some cheeseheads in the crowd, apropos as we are in fact in the great state of Wisconsin. I've seen some Greek flags. So think about that. The Greek flags that people are flying in honor of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Thanasis and their family and all the sacrifices that they made on their basketball journey. I mean, we've talked about this on our show on ESPN Milwaukee. They're making it into a Disney movie. A Disney movie about Giannis's journey. A true rags-to-riches story that so many people can support. I've seen babies. Little babies.
Held up in the air overhead.
Yes, they've been Simba-ing them. You know, Simba from The Lion King, right? You just hold the babies up in the air. They've been doing
that. Look at my baby.
It has been fantastic. And all of the Bucks gear that you could ever imagine, right? We've seen the red and green. We've seen the purple and green. We've seen the cream and green. And, of course, a little bit of the blue.
I like the blue.
Even the black jerseys that they wore the other night when they won it all.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen some of those as well. The stage is set almost literally here at Fiserv Forum for a celebration. More players coming out onto the stage. PJ Tucker is there. A lot of them wearing that black Bucks gear, that championship gear.
And
Giannis is
there. And now you're going to see moments, John, where we are reminded that even though these guys are exceptional athletes, incredible NBA talents, they are just dudes, okay? Bryn Forbes out there with his camera phone, taking a video of the crowd, soaking it all in, right? The fruits of their labor. They love this as much as the fans love this, you know? And I think it's a reminder of, like, as good as they are, they're just people. And they, too, are enjoying all of this. All of the fans, all of the people, all of the smiles, just enjoying the fruits of their labors.
When we saw Giannis with those two phones in the post game back in the city, I want to see that. I want to see the footage. I want to see what's on the Giannis phone. All right, here's what we're going to do. They're assembling. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. We're presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey.
We're back with more from the Bucks Championship Parade after this.
Booker driving. Lob to Ayton. Knocked away by the Bucks. Giannis did it.
Presented by Jockey.
John Merck here in Gen Atlanta, live coverage of a championship day. The stage has been set. The governor and team are there. Here's Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers.
So, guys, it's because of you. So thank you so much, everybody. And now I'll turn it over to David Crowley. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go, Milwaukee!
David Crowley.
I'm County Executive David Crowley. And you can tell by my voice that I've been having a great time. And I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you to Herb Cole for making sure that the Bucks stay right here. We want to say thank you to the owners, thank you to the coach, thank you to these amazing players, but also thank you to all the union workers that helped to build Fiserv Forum because they have given their blood, sweat, and tears. And thank you to the fans. And I just want to say that today, what day is today? July 22nd. Will be known as Bucks in 6 Day all across the county. So let's go, everybody!
Hello, Milwaukee! We are the champions! I'm here because I am so proud of our team and I am so proud of our city. Thank you to the fans, but I want to give a special thanks to the Milwaukee Bucks. Because they have done something that is sorely needed in this community, in this state, and in this nation. They have brought together people of all ages, all races, all nationalities in support of our Milwaukee Bucks. They are the unifier. The Bucks care. The NBA cares. Thank you for supporting our Milwaukee Bucks.
In 2000, the crowd
make their way up. Wes Edens, Jamie Dimon, Mike Fascitelli. You want to go over here? This group said they wanted to bring a championship to Milwaukee. Gentlemen, you have done just that. Mark, what did it take? Wes, do you want to say a few words?
7 years ago, we made the investment team, myself, Mark, and then Jamie and Mike and others. And this was the plan. From the first minute of the first day, we wanted to bring a championship to this town. And we did it by putting out a plan and following the plan. We hired the best people. We hired the best president, we hired the best coach, we hired the best GM, we hired the best sports science, we hired the best people at every level. We built the most beautiful arena in the world to play in. And hell, we already have the best fans. And on Tuesday night, the best player in the world, on the best team in the world, had the best game of his life. And we are the 2021 World Champions of the NBA! Thank you very much.
Hello. First, let's thank Senator Cole, because none of this could have happened without him. He ended up helping us get this arena built. I want to thank all the thousands of employees who've helped us here to do this. I want to thank our coaches. I want to thank our players. But most of all, I want to thank you. So thank you very much. for Milwaukee, Bucks in six.
Mark Lazary. Wes Edens was before that.
Three things. There have been two prophecies fulfilled. Number one, a decade ago, Bucks and six. 5 years ago, when we stood here at the groundbreaking of what is now Fiserv Forum, we said we would bring the Larry Fink Trophy here, and we have. And here's the third prophecy. Next year in Milwaukee!
Bucks owner Jamie Dineen. What an ownership group. They set out with a plan. They accomplished the plan. Sora Stevenson.
Next up, the person that helped orchestrate everything. And his partner, they say they do this together. I'm talking about general manager John Horst and head coach Mike Budenholzer. Y'all want to hype up Coach Bud's kicks?
Bud showing off his sneakers. All right, what are those? Your
Again, those would be Jordan 1s.
Right. Uh-huh.
John, you've said in order to win a championship, you have to be good. This team is daggone good. You got to be a little lucky. They got a little luck. And you have to be healthy. You all weren't all the way healthy. What do you think of the way they overcame everything to get to this point?
Zora, it's really special. This is an incredible group of people with character, determination. They fought for each other. They made up for injuries. They made up for mistakes. They made up for unfortunate things that happened. We're good. We're lucky. We were healthy, and we're NBA champions. Go Bucks!
Go Bucks! Coach Bud, what was the experience like coaching these specific group of men?
Oh, it's incredible to coach these guys. Coming in every day, coming into the building, with a group that works like they do, the group that embraces some of our mantras. We talk about getting better every day. We talk about playing together. When you do those things, you end up on a stage like this. They compete. They're NBA champions. I couldn't be more happy for our players, for our team, for our organization, for our city of Milwaukee, NBA champions. Yeah! It's big time.
We'll now go back to Eric Jensen. So we can introduce the real stars of the show, the players.
And now, introducing your Milwaukee Bucks. At forward from France, number 66, Hexham Tupac. At forward from North Carolina, number 44, Justin Jackson. At guard from BYU, number 3, Elijah Bryant. At guard from Utah State, number 15, Sam Merrill. And at forward from Virginia, number 25, Amadi Diakite.
Axel, Sam, Justin, Elijah, if you all want to make your way up, Amadi, to the microphones right here. Show this group some love one more time. So I'm putting y'all on the spot. Who wants to be the official spokesperson of the trenches? Justin. So I use this word, the trenches. Explain to the people what the trenches mean.
The trenches, hold on, let me get this. The trenches, you can't really understand what the trenches are unless you're in them. But honestly, we just kind of named ourselves that just out of fun. It's been an amazing experience with these guys, so we'll just leave it at that.
Last question for you here. You all have all different roles. Everybody on this team has different roles. first year in Milwaukee and you get a championship, that's pretty daggone good, right? How did this experience make you better?
I mean, first and foremost, you've got three of the best players in the entire world that you get to watch and practice and in games every day. You've got an amazing coach, amazing staff that prepares everybody for whatever time it might be for them. And then obviously playing on this stage, playing in front of the best fans in the entire world as well. You know, it only gets you better, that's all.
The trenches, everybody.
Any taller microphones? Zora Stevenson, your master of ceremonies here.
Introducing at guard from Wake Forest, number 5, Jeff T. At guard from Michigan State, number 7, Brent Ford. Forward from Greece, number 43, Thanasis Antetokounmpo. Number 9, the underdog, who is now the top dog, Bobby Portis.
Jeff, we'll start with you, man.
Yeah.
You hype or what? Are you hype or what?
Always hype, yeah!
Jeff, some of the most successful, if not the most successful moments in your career have been in partnership with head coach Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah.
What is that like to be able to share this with him?
Oh, Coach Bud, that's my guy. He know that. We go way, way back. His first coaching job, I was a part of that. That's my dog.
Bryn Forbes, everybody. Bryn, on the bus in the parade, you were just telling me what this means to you and to be able to do it at this point in your career. Can you share with this crowd how excited you are to be an NBA champion?
It's unbelievable. Honestly, this might be once in a lifetime, so I'm trying to soak it all in and experience it fully and, you know, enjoy it.
Pat Connaughton! Pat, I want to talk to you about adversity, because anytime you're asked about what the team is going through, you say, it's just going to make us better. It's going to prepare us for what's next. Why have the ups and downs been so valuable?
We got a special group. We got a group of guys that treat each other like family, like brothers. You know, from the top down, starting with ownership, management, coaching staff, you know, they've had our backs, and it's on us to give them everything we got on a nightly basis, and sometimes there's some adversity, but... we got a special group, great character, and we owe it to the city of Milwaukee and the fan base for having our back all season. Bobby!
Bobby, these are your people. Talk to them.
Hey, how y'all doing? Nah. Say, how y'all doing? One more time. How are y'all doing? Yes, sir. On the behalf of me and all my teammates, I want to thank y'all for all season long supporting us. Even though back in the
back in 4 or 5 months ago in December and January, you know, we didn't have fans. You know, fans came around March, and you guys showed up and showed out. So, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't have got this done. And shout out to the best fans in the world. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Now, introducing, wearing zero from Villanova, the Big Ragu, Dante DiVincenzo.
Y'all give it up one more time for Dante. You see, championships just aren't won in the finals. It's every step of the way. And Dante was there every step of the way. During this time, Dante, how have your teammates and this group kept you up, kept your spirits high?
I'm not gonna lie. When I went down, it was emotional for me. We have such a great team, such a great group of guys. But from the moment I found out I was gonna be out, every single person in this organization tried to pick me up and keep me up. And I'm not gonna lie, if it wasn't for y'all fans, I'm honestly saying, I don't know how I would have got through the last 5-6 weeks. Y'all held it down, really. Y'all are the best fans in the world, and I'll forever be thankful you guys. Thank you guys.
All right, thank you, Dante. Now introducing a forward from the University of Texas. The man that does the dirty work, number 17, P.J. Tucker!
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Y'all, PJ needs a minute. PJ, you said this group was full of some dogs. You said they were full of some dogs. How did they display that on this championship run?
You know, it's crazy. That's what everybody, like, when I came here, they're like, yo, you gotta, like, show, like, you gotta be the dog. And I'm like, man, we got dogs. Like, they just ain't, like, we, like, I got here, like, we already got dogs. They just don't know how to be dogs. And we gonna be dogs. And our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
You were emotional as that buzzer sounded on Tuesday, and you talked about all the trials and tribulations that have led you to this point. How sweet is the end, my friend?
you see all these. What? You can't make this up, man. These dudes, this organization, what we put together. You can't make this up. This ain't, nothing matter. Except what's going on right here, right now. That's all that matters. They say what they want. But they gotta say we champs.
Hey. One more swig for the crowd. One more swig for the crowd.
One.
Swigging from that giant gold champagne bottle, ladies and gentlemen. He was holding the Larry O'Brien trophy. He was kissing the Larry O'Brien trophy, at times at a loss for words.
Feeling good.
From UCLA, number 21, Drew Holiday.
chilling at the Holiday Inn.
What you doing?
I've been chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Yo, let's hear it one more time. Do the Drew.
What up, y'all? What's good with y'all?
Drew, you haven't even been here a year yet.
Nah,
what a time.
Man, it's my presence, huh? This is
hey.
What I do.
How good has Milwaukee been to you?
Say it again.
How good has Milwaukee been to you?
Hey, tough. Look at all the champagne on here, man. This is crazy. Y'all been beating this thing up, huh?
PJ Tucker now wiping the Larry O'Brien trophy off with his shirt.
Which is soaked with champagne.
Milwaukee's been great to me, man. Me and my family. This organization took us in as family. And in 1 year, man, look what we could do. Maybe we could do it again, huh?
Drew, on a quest for a championship, what role does selflessness play?
I mean, it's one of the biggest parts, right? Everybody has their role. Giannis talks about it every day, being a star in your role, and I feel like that's the kind of team we have, the type of character, and that's how you win championships.
NBA champion, Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday holds the statue, wipes it off himself, steps to the side of the stage.
It's the man in the middle from Stanford. Number 11.
PJ Tucker's feeling pretty good.
Oh, the hug. Look at Brook Lopez hugging that trophy, squeezing it, holding
look,
it to his chest.
Thousands throughout the parade route, today, Tuesday. How appreciative are you of this moment?
Man, just so appreciative. I can't believe it right now. It's still a dream. This is incredible. I mean, look at this. Look at all these people. This is, it's so special. You know, Zora, I just can't put it into words. I'm sorry.
So I know Brooke has been at a loss for words for a while. And if you don't know, Brooke is one of the players. Like, he challenges you. As a reporter, you got to come with good, detailed questions for Brooke Lopez. And so I said, okay, I have this moment to ask him a question. I'm going to put it in his lane. So I'm wondering what Disney movie, what Disney story really talks about and displays the journey of this group behind you.
What Disney story?
I put him on the spot. What Disney movie?
Really put me on the spot. I guess, what do you think? They're actually another professional sports team. And we weren't exactly the misfit crew they were at the beginning of the first movie. And Bud's probably not as attractive or charismatic as Emilio Estevez. But it's a lot like the Mighty Ducks, I think. I mean, they felt that at some point, right?
And Brooke, if anyone is wondering when you get your opportunity to take the trophy anywhere you want, where are you going?
You guys know where I'm going, right? Where am I going? Splash Mountain! Hey, where am I going? Come on, where am I going? Yeah, that's right.
Brooklyn.
Next up.
Of course, his name is Splash Mountain, and I think there has never been a more appropriate nickname than Splash Mountain for an NBA player.
Lopez race there as Middleton steps up to the microphone. Big smiles everywhere.
Can we put some respect on Chris Middleton's name? Chris, you've been on a journey with this group, with these fans, with this city. Have you been able to put into words yet everything this means to you?
It's just been a long time coming. Long time.
Yes, been here 8 years. Struggled, went through a lot of, you know, just ups and downs. But we finally got the job done for sure.
Got the job done. People always talk about how hard it is to win a championship. What kind of effort did you and your teammates put forward to get this done?
I think each and every one of us ready down the court each night. Hear the story about Giannis after game 5, I think it was, how he was cramping. You know, the minutes that Drew played, that I played, Brooke played, everybody. Everybody had a part in it. Everybody did everything they could to get to this point today.
You all were down 0-2 twice, and everybody was counting you all out. How much fight is in this group?
You can't even measure it. I mean, each time we're down 0-2, all we did was get closer. Some teams separate, some teams point fingers. We never pointed fingers. We never quit on each other. All we did was come closer, try to find a way to figure it out.
Clutch, Cash, Money Middleton.
Middleton actually walks over and hands the trophy to Dante for a moment there.
Dante, who of course is on crutches on the stage. Mm-hmm.
And here's the moment.
He's got a lot of trophies, y'all. Whichever one you want. Yanni, the last time you were on a stage like this, with the crowd outside the arena, you won your first MVP award. And at that ceremony, you said, hey, don't call me the MVP so that I can get better and be able to bring a championship to Milwaukee. 2 years later, you have done just that. Where are your emotions at this point?
You know, I'm extremely happy. I'm proud of my teammates. Proud of the whole organization for everything we did all year. We put extremely unbelievable work. We believed in ourselves. We went out there to compete. And right now, you know, I'm extremely happy. I'm still can't believe this is happening. But, you know, I'm trying to be in the moment, trying to enjoy as much as possible with you guys, with my teammates and everybody.
There were points in your life where you would share things with your siblings, whether it's clothing or shoes. And now, you all share championships, Yanni. You share championships. How remarkable is the story of your family?
It's an unbelievable story. And it's a lot of hard work that I've paid off. It's crazy that three of us, you know, we're champions. But we got to keep working hard, you know. Man, if you remember, kids, anybody told us that 2021, 10 years later, we all, three of us, going to be champs, I wouldn't believe it. But I know my mom is extremely proud. I know my dad is extremely proud. So I'm happy.
Your brother is right over there.
T.A., what up, T.A.?
I know you can't speak for him, but what do you think he would want this crowd to know at this moment?
Milwaukee, we did it, baby! We did it!
Manassas.
We did it, man!
In a Jeep,
man,
spraying champagne.
It's our city, man. We did it, man. It's unbelievable.
Giannis Antetokounmpo!
The connection between Giannis and Thanasis is unbelievable. His eyes lit up when she asked him about his brother. Giannis with both statues, the Larry O'Brien in his right hand, the Bill Russell MVP in his left, as he thrusts it towards the crowd, lights and flashes going off everywhere on this stage on a remarkable Milwaukee day.
Good luck. to sing a special rendition championship song in tie-dye.
Everybody sing with me now. We are the champions, my friends. We'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
Tajne with a rendition of We Are the Champions here at Fiserv Forum. The speeches are done. I love how they did this. They brought a couple up in groups. The starters all got their own little time. And maybe the highlight was not Giannis so much speaking, but what he said. Giannis saying, I still can't believe this is happening. I know my mom is extremely proud. I know my dad is extremely proud. This is our city, he said, when asked what he would say to his brother Thanasis, who's been in the COVID protocol and cannot be up there on stage.
You just heard the fireworks going off over Fiserv Forum. The ticker tape is flying in the air. The streamers now on all the players and all the representatives of the Milwaukee Bucks up on the stage at the rally. This is a celebration. This is the fruits of their labors. And this is what happens when you devote yourself to a team, when you support a team, when a city supports the team. Today is the product of that.
And people don't want to leave. People are beginning to kind of make their way out, but there are lots of hugs, there are high fives. Brandon Jennings is on the stage with the trophy. He doesn't want to go anywhere. The trophy is being hoisted. Bango now has the Larry O'Brien trophy at the front of the stage, waving to the crowd. The confetti continues to fly, the cream and green in the air here at Fiserv Forum in the Deer District. History in the making has changed to history made. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Much more from Fiserv Forum, the Deer District, and Points Beyond from Milwaukee up next. Presented by Jockey. There's only one NBA champion. There's only one Jockey.
More championship parade coverage coming up.
Middleton lifting, shooting, shot, good! 0.5 of a second to play!
Presented by Jockey.